This audio is by Callie_sweaterweather. If you're under the age of 18, get off of it. Hi guys. So tonight I am gonna be very honest, and this is gonna be so weird. But, alright, I have been edging myself for almost 3 days now, and this is the longest I've ever edged. I've never have gone this long, and I am just incredibly worked up. I find myself grinding myself. As I'm driving, I'm grinding on my seat. I find any reason to like touch myself. I am so worked up. It's fucked up. It's so sad. But I love it. It's feeling really good. I really recommend it. I've etched myself before. I've always etched myself at work all day before I come home, just to make it interesting. But this is the first time it's gone on for longer than a day, so it's it's definitely feeling really good. So I usually edge myself by listening to other audio, sometimes my own, but I enjoy listening to some of you guys. And I do that at work a lot, but I've been doing it pretty much all weekend. And it's been such a fucking good time. It's just, I've never, ever made myself not come, so it's like I am in a loop of a cycle of getting myself to the point that I can't take it anymore, and then bringing it down so that I can move on and do my day-to-day things. But yeah, it's been really good. All I can think about is all the stuff I want to do. Oh my god. So I am, if you haven't heard any of my audio before, I'm a sub at heart, and I like to be dominated. Like it's probably the most important thing about my my sex life, is that I don't want a man that is not willing to take the time to understand like how deep my kinks go, and so it's difficult to find like partners that are even aware of like what the triggers of the kinks are. So some of you guys don't really, I don't know, are just not taking the time to understand what some kinks mean. And I just think that, yeah, I'm rambling on, honestly. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it. I'm just playing with myself right now. And so, it's feeling really good as always. And so, anyway, I was gonna share what I'm into. So, my biggest kink is being dominated, and like I like to think of it as a huge spectrum, and what dominating means and what dominating me means. It's like I was talking about taking the time to understand what my triggers are. Like I love giving head. That's probably the thing I enjoy the most, is giving head. I really, I fantasize about it, and I'm fantasizing about it right now. Anyway, I love the surprise when I do all of the things that I like doing. And so, usually I think that, not that men don't get good head, but I pride myself in giving really good head. And so, yeah, the whole pleasing thing. Like as a sub, I want to please my dom in any way, and like face fuck me. Like that's fucking hot. That shit is, oof. Anytime. Oh my god, like I can remember the first time I gave like a real fucking blowjob. I think I was so wet. I made myself so wet giving it. It was ridiculous. I am just such a pleasure whore. I really am. Like, I get off on that shit. And, it sounds different. I know you would expect for me to be like, oh, I like getting my pussy eaten. I'm sorry. yeah, of course, you know, it's like part of that whole, moment, of course. That's fucking amazing. But, like watching a man moan and feel like my throat and like taking control of the my movements and making my mouth just a pleasure tool is like such a fucking turn on. That's why I know that like my gag reflex is fucked up, but I will go the extra mile and I don't care. I'll gag like crazy, but it just turns me so on. And when I've been with men that are just not expecting that, and so it's like such a treat to watch watch you squirm, basically. And like really get into it. Another, all right, moving on. Oh God, I'm so fucking horny. Oh my God, all right, so I love getting slapped. I like nice slaps on the mouth, the cheeks, and of course on my ass. I mean, come on. But nothing turns me on than getting slapped on the pussy. Like, I keep laughing, and I'm sorry if that's not, but this is a little weird for me to just be this real. Oh God, so. Sorry. Other stuff is, getting my nipples pinched and sucked. It's like so fucking good when a guy knows how to use his tongue. And it's not like, oh, titties, let me suck on titties. It's more like, oh, titties, let me lick and make them feel good. Oh yeah, so I'm like getting really, really, really excited, and my pussy's pretty wet right now. I mean, it's been fucking fountain pretty much all day. I drove around a lot today, so I was in my car, like, listening to music and just grinding my pussy on my seat. It feels so good to do that. Like, I love listening to music and bouncing to the sound. Oh, to the beat. I was listening to a lot of house music and just, Another trigger for me is like, goes hand in hand with dominating kink, is like being spit on and like watching a man like spit on his cock. Like, that shit is so hot. Like, watching a man stroke it, it's like, oh my God, it drives me insane. Especially if it's like an exceptionally good looking dick. Fuck. Oh my God. Okay, I'm gonna. Did you hear that? It's like so wet. Anyway, oh fuck. Okay. Oh yeah. So, watching a man just like gob spit on his cock and stroke it. Oh, fuck. Another thing is, I'd like a taller man. I like somebody that's definitely overpowering me. Somebody that's, I'm not that small. I'm 5'6" and so I need somebody that's at least a few inches taller than me, that's more, has large hands. I love, like, hands are, I love getting fingered, so. And another thing is, getting fingered, like, in public, like, that little bit of excitement that you get when you're in public and, like, almost gonna get caught. Oh, yeah. That's amazing to me. But yeah, so somebody with large hands. Just finger fucking me like crazy is another. Oh. It sounds so juvenile, I know. But and in public. I like wearing shorts and skirts and dresses for that reason. Because I secretly want you to put your hand down there, up in my... under my panties. Feel me up. And finger fuck me. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh, I have to hold it in. Getting choked while being rammed is railed, pounded, whatever you want to call it. Oh, it's so good. Like, just being railed, having that pressure on my neck and the force of your hand on my neck. Lips are important. I like nice lips that I like watching a man lick his lips for me. Oh, I'm so wet. love getting fucked from behind. But I like it rough. I like getting pinned and getting fucked. Basically, I like getting used and taken. It's so good. I don't think I've ever came as hard as the first time I was pinned down, my face down, pushed down on the pillow, and just rammed, pounded out. Oh my God. It's just so hot. And of course, just licking, sucking. Somebody that's willing to lick and suck me, after I've been working out or at yoga, doesn't care. They want my scent on them. They want to smell like me. Love that. Love smelling myself on you. On your cock. I love fucking coming all over. Love leaving wet spots in my bed. It turns me on so much. I know that when I come and I just leave a mark on you. Oh my God. I have to stop fucking rubbing my clit right now because I am so there, and I don't want to. I want to keep going with this. I want to keep going. I want to edge so bad that when I come, I am fucking almost blinded by the surge of energy. So I am gonna not. Come. I'm gonna stop. But I hope you guys enjoyed hearing what I'm into.